Is internet addiction for real? New research suggests it is. In fact, scientists may have isolated a gene responsible for compulsive web use. I'm Dr. Katherine Albrecht, back with details on why the internet can be addictive after this.
Privacy is under attack. When you give up data about yourself, you'll never get it back again. And once your privacy is gone, you'll find your freedoms will start to vanish too. So protect your rights. Say no to surveillance and keep your information to yourself. Privacy, it's worth hanging on to. This message is brought to you by StartPage.com, the private search engine alternative to Google, Yahoo, and Bing. Start over with StartPage.
Do you know somebody who's online nonstop, like a child, a friend, or maybe even you? A new study suggests this compulsive behavior might actually be a sign of internet addiction, a condition that may be exacerbated by a single gene. Researchers studied problem web users and matched their DNA samples with people in a control group. They found a variation in a gene that activates the brain's reward system. That's the same receptor that puts out feel-good chemicals like dopamine when we eat, sleep, or smoke. The genetic variant was more prevalent in the internet-obsessed group, particularly among women. But don't just blame your genes. There is some willpower involved, too. I'm Dr. Katherine Albrecht for StartPage.com, the world's most private search engine.